Am I gonna be able to ask questions, or?
Mr. Chairman, at some point, maybe at the close of the testimony, each side would be entitled to ask questions of the other witness.
I brought you the testimony first.
Let's go over it, but we're gonna say questions.
My name is Robles Pope. I'm a landscaper. I've been doing 35 years in this area. I've known Richard Dent for at least 30 years, and I've done a lot of landscaping for him, a lot of stuff. And I don't know of any time or any hunter he's ever built that he's had this much trouble with his inspector. 30 years I've known him. And he's always gone above and beyond the call of duty to build a house and build it right. I mean, man, every house he builds like it's his own house. It's gonna be living in it. His own children and grandchildren will be there. In the situation with this one, when he asked me to come down and look at the lot, we have a lot of debris and trash. It was on the easement right away between his property line and the street. I mean, cinder blocks, wood, posts sticking up there, and then on the back of the post, or the post off the back of the two of them, was trash and debris all over that place. We had to clean it up, all the truck full of trash off. And it got straight, so we could at least put irrigation in it. And I worked with Bill Hannah many times. I built a house right there in Beachwall. I mean, actually, Pyramids Village, I built one. Lived out here for 7 years. You may know, well, she was a good person. Bill Hannah was a good man to work with. I've seen him get upset over things, but he always was able to work it out. We've never had anything like this happen. I've never seen this happen before. And we also, Bill and I, came up with a plan to keep irrigation from being put on your property, the city's property right away. So spread it on the property line straight towards the street. That way you don't have to worry about coming and digging up, tearing on it, mess up. Bill Hannah and I worked that out years ago. As far as their landscaping goes, the reason for the stakes and strings, you can look at it and see it's temporary. It's just something to keep people from barking. Because people would come up to their post office, they would, believe it or not, while we're working, they would stop and go right up here while we're in trying to work and park on that property. And I can go to the post office and come back to the post office a little bit. And the grass just hadn't had a chance to root in. Until it roots in, there it'd be destroyed. And as far as the well goes, I know for a fact the state of North Carolina says you can go back into any well and re-drill it intact without having to move it. Once it's there, it's a permanent fixture. Because I've had several done. Now they have an ordinance where you can't put it within 10 feet of the house if you put a new well in. It's so many feet from the sewer, so many for this. But if you've got one that's already there, he can go back through and drill right through that same well. It just enters, you know, grandfathered into it. So I don't know what's the problem with that. We put rockless, fiberglass rocks over all the time, and they're right there on the property line all the time. I've done it down here many times. I've never had any problems. All these years. What else? All I know is that Richard always builds a good house. He's always been there. He's never had parts like to say about anybody's heart. This situation here just upsets me because I know who what kind of person he is. And I had set of plans that Bill Hannah saw something wrong with, but he did the same thing. He made a mistake. He didn't pick it up on the plans. And then later on he called me on it. But he said, I'm going to let it go because I didn't catch it. Does anybody want to ask any questions about anything?
Any questions, anyone?
As far as the well's concerned, are you a licensed well?
I'm not a licensed well driller.
You're a licensed irrigation contractor?
Yes, I am a licensed contractor.
The code that you were, I mean, the distance that you were stating, is that from current code? Or do you have
that's the current code today.
Do you have information that we could see that
I can get for you?
You don't have it with you?
No. I didn't know it was going to be.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Robles. R-U-G-G-L-E-S. Pope. P-O-P-E.
May I ask one question?
Can we save them to the end?
Oh, okay.
Okay, we've got Ken Beasley.
My name's Ken Beasley. I've been selling building materials on Pleasure Island for about 31 years. The two issues, I've known the office for about 31 years. I've sold building materials from Lowe's Company, Contract Yard, Williams Lumber Company, and I've always found them to be extremely reputable. The millions of dollars I've trusted them with, they've always paid every bill promptly and handled the business very professionally. And I think that they built by far over 200 houses that I've worked with them on. My issues that I've been brought up is with the ply gym windows. The windows are impact glass, where Mr. Batson mentioned out on the top sash, the impact glass is on the outside layer, whereas on the inside layer, it's just standard glass and it is an insulated between them, and on the bottom sash, it's just the opposite. And these windows need to exceed all the local and state building codes that are required. The other issue that I think I'm involved with is I received a phone call, which I filled about 200 to 300 phone calls a day, which Brian could probably tell you. I got a phone call one day from a guy named Ben. It was probably on a Friday afternoon, and he asked me several questions about this house being built up to code. Of course, I was out in the dark. I did not know there were any issues, and I just remember the guy was Ben. He said, I have heard there's issues with this home that do not meet the code. And I said, sir, I don't know. As far as I know, I've known the laws for 31 years, and they've been very reputable builders in the community and built a quality house. And then that's all I know of that. But I can tell you they've always handled their business in a very professional manner. They've also built numerous buildings down here, which I've been involved with as far as Big Daddy's, remodeling of Big Daddy's years ago, and several buildings, a bit of residential. Do you have any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got Mayor, Mayor Dean Lambeth.
Hello. Now, I received a phone call from Mrs. Lawley. She said she had asked for an inspection on the house 5 different times and it was not done. When I called John on this, he got upset. Told me that I should tend to the mayor's business, which I thought just was part of the mayor's business, and not building inspections. She called again when they had the problem with the window. I assumed that John probably thought that the Longs would let the window go. They brought to the attention of the town. We're sitting in the clerk's office, and she said, why did you just not bring it to me and we'd take care of it? And then John said if he would make it harder on the Longs, there were more than ways than one for them to pay for that window. Any questions?
John told you that?
Yes, he told me that.
Thank you.
I need to go to Raleigh, so if I don't not be used anymore, I'm taking off.
Well, let's just make sure that everybody has.
I'm going to need to ask you for it.
Okay. I'm going to do that now.
If you want me to.
Mr. Mayor, you better stay here. You better leave.
Please, I'm just going to go ahead. Mr. Mayor, John's position is the building inspector and code enforcement officer. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the ordinances of the town of Perry Beach, you expect him to carry them out to the letter of the law, do you not?
Yes.
He took an oath of office to do that, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Just like you took an oath of office to carry out the laws. Can you tell us which law he has violated in the inspection of that house?
I would say it would be... I don't know if it's a law, but it's dealing with the Lawlings. Mr. Lawling is an old cantankerous scout.
I didn't ask you that.
Well,
I asked you what law he has violated, if any.
Well, I don't know what law is violated. I don't know if any law is violated.
That John is violated.
Yeah.
Okay. So he has carried out his duty, so far as you know, as he has sworn to do.
He has carried out his duty.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anybody, any other? Chelsea, you have other people up here?
We've got a Diana Seabrook.
Hi, I'm just a homeowner in Prairie Beach. I live on diagonal to these guys. Diana Seabrick, I live at C-E-B-R-I-C-K. I live at 301 North Third Avenue. And I think just as a concerned resident, it would be just egregious if they don't get a certificate of occupancy. And then I've just asked if you look in the statute and make sure that if they're permitting decks to be over the line, that also make sure that there is not something carved out for a fireplace that's not going all the way down the bottom. I would just ask that you really read into that and really what's the intent. And I would just ask to do the right thing for these guys. Because if that lot was a horrible, multiple houses on the lot that went back all the way up to the property line behind the post office, it was terrible to look at. There was things all over the place. Former buildings, probably where the well is, and I bought a house in Curry Beach. It was a god-awful place, made it beautiful. These guys have turned a lot into something beautiful, and I just ask you guys to go right there.
Thank you.
That's it. That's all I have.
Okay. You have some questions, Dan?
I just wanted to ask one of Ken Beasley, if I could. Does he need to go back to the podium? Or?
I think that'd be a good idea.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever heard of another building inspector slapping a window and breaking it?
No, that's the time on impact glass that they can pick up the bottom sash and determine by the weight of the bottom sash as the window is impacted.
Printed on it too.
There's printed the DP rating and also that it's impact glass. Okay.
And is the DP rating, it meets code on these windows?
DP 50, yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's all.
Anybody else have any questions?
The mere fact that you have not heard of this doesn't mean you don't know that it's going on, do you?
Excuse me, one more time.
Could it have been the method of testing windows by other inspectors you're not aware of?
I'm not aware of anybody hitting it with their hand, though, sir.
But that's not your specialty, is it?
That's not. That's
your specialty.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
The bottom of the window, the sash, the inside, that's the impact part?
On the bottom sash, the impact is inside. On the top sash, these are single hung windows. The top sash, the impact is on the outside.
And this is for safety for children or somebody that...
I don't know the manufacturer.
It's not true.
Just
with it. I'm not a builder, but...
Yeah, I think some window manufacturers might have impact glass on both. A Vawinko window might have impact glass on both sides. I'm going to apply to them to make the building code. They have impact on the outside, on the top, and on the inside, on the bottom.
Were there any faults with these windows? Were there any problems with these windows at all?
No problem that I knew of, and I've sold a million of them up and down the beach. Probably a major manufacturer applied to it.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Is that bottom sash removable?
Bottom sash can very easily come out. The top sash has to be reglazed into the opening. It has to be reglazed.
The frame of the window itself?
The frame of the window itself is good. It just has to be reglazed, the top sash, so it's fixed.
In comparison with how much we needed to either put grass seed or sod on the 50 by 100, how much if we put sod, the Zena Sorger sod, which is an expensive sod, in comparison how much did we put on the city?
You actually put more sod on the city's property than you did on.
And we didn't have to put that on. I think that's all.
Excuse me, I have a question. Because was that required to do that by code?
No, I don't know that I know of.
This
is just what they wanted to do to make a house of
it. Yeah. But it wasn't required.
Did the catch basin?
Oh, you did around the catch basin?
Oh, yeah, we did. So around the catch basin, getting sand and stuff and washing it and stuff like that.
I have a question. It's not required to stabilize the soil before CO inspection can be made.
Not that I know of.
It's not? You sure about that?
Yeah, because the problem, as far as I know, it is. I've had many COs been given with nothing to sand.
Think I've ever been given a CO without the ground being stabilized, but I don't think that's really an issue that we're talking about.
Right. Well, it might be so far as out on the city, we didn't have to stabilize out.
Yeah, you had to stabilize
on the right way.
Okay. That's where we concentrate on because of the drainage, I mean, it's washing.
Yes, sir.
I was interested in your comments regarding the well. You do realize that they're not, or John was not arguing about the position of the well. He was talking about the well house. You know that? So, are you still of the opinion that the well house should be approaching in the setback?
Well, I know from other experiences we've had, Jim, as long as it's not a permanent concrete slab around that well, then it's considered a permanent fixture. If it's not, and it's just a house sitting on the dirt under,
have you read the codes of the town?
I've built 5 houses down here. I've built 5 houses in the county, yes.
And how many encroachments have you had?
It was down here with Bill Hannum, down here on Pure Beach.
Bill Hannum?
Yeah. Bill Hannum's a building inspector.
You're talking about ancient history now.
Well, he was a good man. He did a good job.
I see.
And I think a lot of people like him. I still like him.
Well, he's not. His brother's a good man, too.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
Anybody else got any questions? Okay. I think what we've got to do now is we've heard the evidence. We've got to establish what our authority is.
Could I make a comment to y'all before you go into that?
You can, yes.
Thank you. I wish to remind y'all, and you probably don't need this to be reminded of, but regarding this window issue, which was a good portion of the complaint of Longs, that is an issue that's not before this board. Well, that is a building code issue.
That's what we're going to discuss now.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to bring it to your attention and remind you that there was a lot of hearsay here. The surveyor said, the surveyor's not here. I want y'all to think of the evidence carefully. Thank you.
Okay. Continue on. We've got to establish our authority. Which issues do we think we can deal with? Which relate to the zoning ordinances, and which are separate issues altogether. Anybody got any comments on that?
I had one clarification for the Longs. You have your license number here. Is that limited, unlimited, or what is your classification of license?
It's limited.
Limited license.
Okay, thank you. That's it? Thank you. Any comments? You don't need to stay, okay.
Well, the only thing that I think, Peter, and I could be wrong, so that's why we're sitting here, is the windows are not anything we move on. The signs are not anything we move on. The tree is not anything we move on. The furniture is not anything we move on. The only thing that I think that we have, something we can actually deal with, is the setback of the fireplace. Set back to the irrigation well house. Those are the only two issues I've had in the accident. Everything else to me.
What about the tree?
The tree was like.
Well,
we don't. I'm just asking.
I don't believe we deal with trees and shrubbery.
But yeah, I guess since it's existing, it would have been a planted tree.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, to me, there's three sets of issues. One where the building code has been violated or not, and we can't rule on that. That's not something that's within our jurisdiction. There's also the issue, which is raised a number of times, about the performance of the building inspector in doing his job, and that's not an issue I even want to talk about, because that's something that's between the town and the Lawrence, and that issue is nothing that we can deal with. So I think all we can deal with here are the issues relating to the zoning ordinances, and those can be, I think, oh, you said it correctly, the setback of the fireplace and the irrigation well house. Is everybody in agreement with that?
I agree with that.
Oh, any comments,
Mr. Chairman, you might do a motion, like for instance, if you had an opinion that certain items were building code items and that you don't have jurisdiction to hear them, maybe list them off and say, don't think we have jurisdiction to hear these items, and handle that as a motion, that those be dismissed.
When I hear the window issues resolved, is that even an issue?
It's not a relevant question. Is it?
Yeah. Okay. In other words,
it was a moot issue.
And it's resolved too, I believe. It's not an issue and it's resolved.
Okay, so let me make a motion that on the subjects of the windows, the irrigation well, the furniture, the setback of the signs and the setback of the tree, and is it the installation of the irrigation well?
You want to keep the well out?
You want to keep the well out? So there, it doesn't say that here. So, So the windows, the furniture, the setback of the signs and the setback of the tree, and the installation of the irrigation well. Are not within the authority of the Board of Adjustment to deal with.
I'll second that motion.
All in favour?
Aye.
Okay, so now we have to we have two issues before us: the setback of the fireplace and the irrigation well house. Want to deal with these as separate subjects?
You can.
Okay. Let's discuss then the start with the irrigation well house. That's the topic. That's why I'm with this. Where, what points are we going to make about the irrigation?
First of all, soil and current foundations. Just
wait, excuse me. Let me remind you that I'm here to talk to me so I can hear you for the record. Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
It's just in the ground. It's not got the concrete or anything on. It's not a permanent foundation. It's just a well house laying over the pipe. Basically, is that what I'm saying? That's right.
That's a little bit bigger than just. It's 3 feet tall. It's 3 feet wide.
The house is.
The little well house is.
But the well's not.
So the well is just a type of well that big
running around. Yeah.
It's just in the ground.
It's got a water tank. It's got a pump, I'm sure, beside it.
Well, it could either be an in-ground pump or an above-ground pump. I think the issue is the well house sitting inside the setback. And it sounds to me like it's pretty easy to
slide. That's what I'm thinking too.
Alright. That was my question earlier, that can we put a 90 and moved it over and got it there? I think it's very good.
It's not on a concrete foundation that can just slide it over. Why wouldn't you just do that and just
avoid all this? Yes, I agree. That was my thing.
That was one of the things I think you're going to ask Ruggles back here about whether
your inspection of it, how easy was it to move the well house?
I think it'd be very, very simple.
Would y'all be willing to move the well house?
Well, it would depend. I mean, it would be simple to move the well house, but because we could just take it up and set it inside the setback, but we might have to move the well.
It's not the well. It's what we're talking about, below ground. You can move the pipe over the ground and come.
It would be very simple. Rob said it would be fairly simple. He'd be the one to be doing the work.
And the other question, John, is there any strapping or anything that needs to be required to hold it down to make it? Nothing.
Something like that I wouldn't ask for. Okay.
So it doesn't require any strapping. It just sets over the apparatuses that are underneath, and that's it. So
turning the 90 and moving it over, and then gets it back inside, and that's the rule.
That's why I'm all the way up. A few inches though.
I agree, and as for that, I feel that John's right.
I agree
with the others. So, I mean, we're not being asked that question, though. Well, it's basically, you know, is the well house in violation? Yes, it is, as far as I'm concerned.
What about Mormon, or some kind of storage house or something they buy later and put in the yard?
Charles Playhouse.
Is the pen yeah. Similar.
Yeah. I'm just curious what the difference would be.
I think, you know, anything that's in the setback is in the setback. And we have rules saying you don't have things in the setback.
So they take out the well house until they get the CO and then the well house
back? Well, I think we would come, I think that would be that would be something that they could probably have a mutual understanding and work out and agree. It's been there for a couple of days. It can sit for a few days until the well gun gets there.
Yeah.
But it's in the setback. It's in the setback. I build houses every day, and I'm going to apply by that code every single day of the week.
Mr. Chairman, if I might suggest, if you're going to do the items one at a time, maybe just do a motion about the well house, whether you're going to uphold the decision that it was.
I just wanted to discuss it out.
Sure, absolutely. I agree with that. Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Any other argument, discussion on that? So, the question before us is, was the zoning official correct in the interpretation of the ordinance where the well house was deleted because it was sitting in the setback?
Yes, no. He was correct.
I feel the gentleman's correct.
In the form of motion, I make a motion that we accept John's recommendation, John's Matson's thoughts and on where it deals with the well house being in setback, that it is in setback and is a violation of the building code. The motion that we go ahead and vote on that particular item.
Okay. Second.
So we're voting that it is a violation. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. So we find that the well house is in the setback, therefore is in violation. So, and onto the second issue, the setback of the fireplace. What comments do we have on that?
My opinion is it is a violation. You know, it is, I think that. The codes change often, and to have not built on the beach for 10 years, I think there's just some things you're just not aware of. And even contractors, we do this every day, there's something new that comes up and you catch us by surprise. But those are just rules and things that we have to know and we have to understand and fix them. I mean, I don't think it's because I've been building houses for 40 years. It does give me a free pass, and I think that it's in violation.
I have to agree with what you just said. You know, things change consistently with code ordinances, council meeting ordinances change, everything. So you have to stay on top of it, and you know, you have to ask questions. And I think some of the arguments that were brought forth, I don't know that they really have a lot of merit, because it is ultimately up to the general contractor to be responsible to ensure that the house is built to code and put in and built to town ordinances.
Question that I would have to you two gentlemen, being contractors. This surveyor who said that he doesn't put, I mean, I was hearsay, but it doesn't put that cantilever fireplace in there because it doesn't go to the ground. Is this a common?
It's not the surveyor's responsibility, it's the contractor's responsibility to make sure that the house is built to code.
Okay. No matter what kind of, if you're licensed in trade or a GC, it's your responsibility.
So at what point, should John have observed that the canopy of the fireplace was there?
It would have been there during the framing. I mean, it would have been built during framing, obviously.
There's evidence to say that it's there during framing.
Yes. But there's no, there's not evidence to say that, I mean, unless you've got a measuring eye to see that it is exactly in setback or not. I mean, you don't really know that until you do an as-built survey.
Well, that's the inspection.
And that would be that one that we just looked at was an as-built. And whether or not the surveyor puts a cantilever structure on an as-built or not, I think that's really just left up to the surveyor's opinion. I know I personally asked mine to put everything on it. If you do an elevation certificate, you have to have everything on the elevation certificate. I don't know, did you guys have an elevation certificate done?
No, we had the height and the...
Just the building height, to meet the 35-foot requirement.
The foundation plan.
Okay, because you're not in the flood, so you wouldn't
have
to. So, as far as the surveyor not putting the cantilever on there, you know, I could argue that point both ways, probably.
When the building plans were done, does it show 37 feet or does it show 35 feet?
You want to, sure.
I mean, if the fireplace is in there, it would be 37 feet, would it?
No, it's 2 feet out into the center.
The plans did show the cantilever.
It did.
It did show the cantilever.
37 feet wide now?
It did. At that specific point where the fireplace hung over. Yes, ma'am.
But it showed the foundation of the house at 35 feet.
All the dimensions.
And we brought up that we were going to cantilever, and he didn't say we can't do that, because the house itself, the whole house, is a 35-foot square. It's not broken up, so it would be very easy to see, well, okay, the cantilever's not on there. And John didn't catch it, and we didn't.
So, because John didn't catch it, means we get a free pass on it?
And your contract
means
that's the case.
In fact, you're supposed to be here to call these things.
Yes, this is what I'm here to say.
Yes.
What are we supposed to do with a $500,000 house that we've got a cantilever on?
That's a good question.
Once again, it's clear that it's here, but it's not clear where the actual property line.
We're looking at this private picture.
It's not clear where you have a property line stated, so. I mean, it
wasn't going to be able to see the light bulb in the corner.
What are we going to do with
it? I think as a contractor,
Hold on. I can't hear anybody. If y'all want this in the record, we've got to have one at a time, please. Thank you.
If I'm a contractor, if I'm a builder or I'm a trade contractor, I need to know the limits and the lots of whatever I'm doing. It's my responsibility. It's not the inspector. He's just trying to find.
Well, we got an inspector.
Excuse me. We're having a discussion. It's a contract responsibility. The code official, you know, comes to make sure that we're doing everything that he sees. There could be some other things that he doesn't catch, but it's still our responsibility as a contractor to make it right. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time myself, and if the code official doesn't catch it, the homeowner does, it's still my responsibility. And it's yours too.
That would be like saying if the building inspector missed a structural issue, just missed it. I mean, didn't see the crack in the stud or something. Then the house has a structural failure. Like, is it the building inspector's fault or is it the builder's fault? Same difference. So the building inspector kind of acts as the eyes of the town to ensure that things are being done correctly. But ultimately, it is our responsibility to ensure that we are building the code and ordinance and so forth and so on.
Any other points you want to make?
The building contractors.
Yeah, well. What's the remedy here?
I guess, no fire. Or put the fireplace inside the building. I don't know how the inside lays out. I mean, it's not a total loss of the house. What?
speak with the...
What's the value of putting in seven of us? How much is that going to cost the homeowner? Or the cost of contractor?
What they're saying is, it's whatever it is, it's the cost of necessary as a non-conformity.
It's all under the contractor's responsibility. I overlook things in my job in enforcing laws every day. And I would certainly not want to be held accountable for everything I accidentally overlook. And I would not personally hold John Batson responsible for a couple of things that he may overlook in his busy schedule as well. He caught it. He made told me they couldn't get their occupancy because of it, and they had to change it. And like I said, John's doing his job now. These fine folks have said, well, this property over here, this property over here, this property over here, so forth, so on. We could go and probably condemn 10,000 houses in Dury Beach if that be the case. We take it on a case-by-case basis, and right now nobody else has brought it to our attention but these folks.
John wasn't the building inspector for all those houses.
No.
So it's his responsibility.
Well, I don't think we're voting on that. We're discussing that. I mean, it's, we've got to keep ourselves to the zoning ordinance and whether this is in violation of it or not. And that's kind of... That's the issue. And the other issues are discussion outside of this.
Okay. I don't need to discuss anymore.
I'll make a motion to vote on it.
Okay. So the vote, the question is, make sure I say it correctly, that the setback, on the setback of the fireplace that was building inspector correct in his interpretation of the ordinance, which says that the setback of the fireplace is outside of the
outside of what place sits in the setback?
The fireplace sits in the setback. Any questions on that? I don't agree that's what we're voting on.
Yeah, well, the finding fact is based on the evidence presented, the fireplace does violate the ordinance and is in the setback.
So, this one there.
All there.
Aye. Thank you. That vote was unanimous. We discussed all the issues that are before us,
now what you have to do is make sure that.
To support the zoning officer in his interpretation as far as the setback of the fireplace and the irrigation well house is concerned, based on the evidence and substance that anything else that needs to be forward? Otherwise, I propose we adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
economy.
Well, right now, I'm in the 30,000. Every time I turn around, there's people listening.
I talk to you private.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
The guy, the old man sat there and
He knows my daddy. The old man sat there and he looks at me and says, your daddy taught you better than us. I said, I don't have anything else to say to you. And I got up and walked out.
Well, I mean, it's what I was hearing things, and I said, well, they have this house on the beach a long time because they don't know the code.
They can't even name the last place they built.
And it's been 10 years. There's a lot of changes happened in 10 years. There's a lot of changes happened in the last year.
I probably met with them three times before they bought the lot, mm-hmm. and probably another five times until they submitted building plans.
Yes, sir.
Tell them this. I mean, we've had extensive conversations about every bit of this stuff.
Yeah, place. I mean, it's not an inspector's responsibility to train people to do it. I mean,
you make a mistake thing for road check.
You make a mistake. You're looking for
all the time.
Okay.
It's part of the meeting.
Actually, since I was under oath,
I did tell you. I do make mistakes.
I mean, that'd just be like you missing a, you just pull a guy over and he's wanted in some other state and he goes and kills somebody later on that week. It's not your fault. Yeah. Oh, well.
I missed that one.
Yeah, I mean,
it sucks.
I don't know.
How do you get rid of little books like that?
You come to the meetings?
You
were still around with it? You had.
There you go.
Sure.
Y'all did a good job.
That was my first.
And you said you weren't going to sign anything.
Yeah, you know better.
Any good stuff.
You know better.
As a contractor, you had to talk, but we were relying heavily on people like
you. I'm glad you showed up for me.
I said one guy, he was a certified well driller, and he's not, so he shouldn't even be speaking about the well. And then, you know, now you have to be, and there's a new law code that's not even being enforced yet because they're giving it a little time for everybody to learn, but you have to be a licensed irrigation contractor now to install irrigation. He sidestepped the question. He said, I'm a licensed landscaper. My question was, you're a licensed irrigation contractor.
Yeah, he did sidestep. Well, let me tell you all about the well real quick. They were 100% right. I went over there and they were drilling that well. Every bit of that sludge and everything was going right down our stormwater. That's the main reason I stopped. And the next thing I asked him, I says, is that thing set back far enough from the house? And is it out of my setback?
And it's 20 feet.
And the guy, and they were correct. The guy smarted off and says, are you well drilling? I said, no, I'm just asking about my setbacks. So then I called the owner of the company. And he said, yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine. I never thought another word about it until I've had two different property owners come in and say, I've called the same well driller. He will not come drill a well at my house, and I have more room than they have at theirs. At that point, yeah, I have to ask the question. All I'm asking for is a letter from Division of Water Quality to say that it's legal. Yeah. I could give a shit less if you have a well. I really could.
Yeah. It's 25 feet.
Yeah, so I was thinking somebody did something to piss you off with strings and so forth.
Let me tell you about that. I had to write him a letter anyway. And so I did
it with everything.
Let me tell you, I'm not picking on it. Let me tell you what I normally do. I go dirt the stuff right out of the damn ground and I throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, you did.
I gave him the common courtesy of letting him know that it was in violation. Can you move it? That's all I did. If I wanted to pick on them, I could pull every one of those sticks and every one of those signs and throw them in the garbage and then sign them a $25 civil citation for each one.
You can come up here any day of the week and there'll be a pile of that on real estate.
You can't say that. Okay, that's really bullshit.
But yeah, I tell y'all, I'm going to pay the dears for all of this. Well, I don't know about you and all your business stuff with the town and all, but guess who's got a contract on the house right next door to him?
Oh, nice. Is he really?
I've had Nancy's lot forever. He doesn't like me to begin with. I'm straight up from day number one.
I keep on going with the mayor being called by them every day.
Yeah,
And you told the mayor.
That's what I wanted, because he lies.
No, that's why I wanted to make sure that
you got to say all
this to you. It's not our time for me and the mayor's some of the things he calls and says to me. I don't know what I said there. I do know I did not say that I was intentionally making it hard on them.
I don't see anything.
Town clerk can back that up. As he said, we were in the clerk's office. She doesn't remember that.
Good job, buddy. Thank you. John, I've got to get those chemicals out.
Did you get the house back together?
Yeah, he worries me too. He shot a gun off behind my house a long time ago. Remember that?
Please tell me about that too.
I'm gonna go ahead and confront you with what I'm.
Thank you.
Good, thanks. All right, everything is unplugged, everything's good. Okay. Save, yes, saved. Save.